Tonight's Sivrei Torah, Lili Nishmas Hana Malka Bas Yoshua Tzvi HaKoyin, Shama Zohar Ben Aliyah. The Parsha Zacharemos, you know, it's the Avod of Yom HaKippurim is said in connection to the Misa of Bnei Aaron. And so Rashi already points out that, you know, Aaron's being warned, you know, you keep in line and you won't die like your kids. But of course we have to look for a tighter connection, why the Avodas Yom HaKippurim and how the Seder of how going Lifnei V'Lifnim is somehow related to Misas Aaron in general. There's two questions. Rashi says, on the pasuk Al Yovel B'chol Yisrael Karsh, I guess we should really discuss the pasuk itself before we get to Rashi. Al Yovel B'chol Yisrael Karsh, do not come at any time to the Karsh HaKadoshim. Well, that's obviously not true, as per the continuation of the pasuk. You know, Bezos Yov Aaron Al Kodesh. You could come in on Yom Kippur in a certain manner. So it violates Al Yovel B'chol Eis, never. Right, never come at Karsh HaKadoshim. B'chol Eis is seemingly Lav Dafka, because there's Yom Kippur, when Bezos Yov Aaron Al Kodesh. Right? And the Sifrei is bothered by that. The Sifrei says something rather cryptic. B'chol Eis Ze Yom HaKippurim. B'chol Eis HaKadosh, all time is Yom HaKippurim. We'll see if we have time to adequately explain that. Right, but the pasuk goes on and says, Ki Ba'anon Erael HaKapars. So Rashi says two pshatim over there. Rashi says the first pshat, because there's in a divine cloud, the Shekhinah is there, and that's why Al Yovel B'chol Eis HaKadosh. So that's Ki Ba'anon, because I appear in a divine cloud there, that's why it's off limits. Right? That's the Pashup shot, says Rashi. Al Pi Drush, it's exactly the opposite. Ki Ba'anon, but with the Anan HaKtoris, you know, with the cloud that comes out of the Ketoris, that's off on Yom HaKippurim. Ki Ba'anon Eroeh. You know, with the cloud of the Ketoris, I could be seen. I mean, with the cloud of the Ketoris that the Kohen Gadol carries in Yom HaKippurim, I couldn't. So you have an interesting point over here that the Pshat and the Drush, you know, are saying polar opposite things. One saying, because there's the divine glory there, don't see me. No. Ki Ba'anon, no, with the cloud of the Ketoris, you will see me. There's a very interesting conglomerate of topics in this parasha. Right? There's after the story of, you know, the account, or the rather the directions of how the Seder of Avod of Yom HaKippurim, we talk about the Isser that was special for that generation. Right? That generation couldn't eat meat. They couldn't eat Basar Tava. They weren't allowed to eat meat as when they felt like it. They had to bring it as a carbon shlomen. Right? They had to, all meat that was to be consumed had to be offered up as a carbon shlamim. Otherwise, they're not. It would be considered murder to kill the animal for food if it was not offered up that way. Special halacha for that generation. And then, after that, we get into the Isser Arayos, right? The prohibited relationships. You know, which relatives you can marry, which relatives you can't marry. And let's try to find the common thread between these topics. You know, how to go into the Karsh is off limits, except, you know, you have to bring your meat, you know, as a carbon shlomim, otherwise you can't eat it. And lastly, the forbidden relationships, right? It's a very strange, combination of topics. And you know that there's got to be some real relationship here, because what do we lane by mincha? What we lane by Shachras and Yom Kippur is the first part of Parshas Acharemos, right? Because that's what's pertinent, you know, because in those days, all those years ago, the Kohen Gadol would go into the Karsh Kadoshim as per, you know, how it's laid out in the Parsha. What do we read by Mincha? Parsha Sarayas, you know. We skip, you know, the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, you know, that you have to bring everything as a carbon shlamim. We skip what's in the middle. And for Mincha on Yom Kippur, we lay in the end of the Parsha, the Issar Arayas on Yom Kippur. There has to be some type of integral connection between, particularly, you know, Issar Arayas and the Avodah of Yom Kippur, if that's what we lay in by Mincha. So the Gemara says in Chagig, everyone knows the famous Gemara, it's a Mishnah, right, that you know, talks about the levels of the secrets of the Torah. Right? Very pertinent to discuss, because Lag Bomer's next week. You know, that there's three areas of inquiry that are considered Sod HaTorah. Right? So, of course, going from higher to lower, there's Maisa Merkava. So the Mishnah says, Maisa Merkava, you don't even learn it with one guy. You can only drop him buzzwords. If he gets it, he gets it. Right? You're not even allowed to explain it clearly and openly to even one person. If he's a chacham or maybin midaito, nemosul roshei prakim. Right? Then there's a level of secrets. It's called masa bereshis. You could teach it, you know, to one person at a time, not to two students. Right? And then there's another level of sod called arayos. Right? You know, the forbidden relationships, and that you can only teach to two students at a time, not more. Right? And, you know, the Mefarshim are bothered, you know, what's so, you know, the halachas of arayos is some type of secret that, you know, has to be taught in small groups. You know, that's a question that, the Mefarshim are bothered by, obviously. You know, Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava, you know, secrets of creation, the secrets of divine providence. That's what the Merkava is about, how God is taking us somewhere. Right, that's how we understand. Those are the secrets of the Torah and has to be taught in small groups, you know, arayos. So the Maharal explains that, you know, the laws of the arayos is an outer layer of the, which reflects a inner pattern that reality is set up in. Reality is a maze, right? There are a lot of blocks ahead of you that the physical eye can't see, and the map of how to navigate through the maze that is life is the halacha. It's not for naught. That halacha is milashen halichos om lo altikra halichos halachos, how to walk, right? How to go through life, halacha, how to walk through life. Halacha is the map, because the universe is stako bo raiso bara alma. Kodesh Baruch Hu viewed the Torah, and the Torah was physical reality, is fashioned through the Torah. That means all the laws in the Torah created real physical realities here, and there's a certain maze and pattern in reality that science can't measure, but it's a very real pattern, it's a real maze, and the way to navigate through the maze is halacha. The halachot, the particular halachot that are more, you know, most parallel, that most depict, you know, give the greatest hints that reality is set up as a maze, right, are the laws of arayos, right? That, you know, the interesting irony, those closest to you, you're not allowed to marry, right? That one that's further away from you, you could marry. That one, yes, and this one not, even though the genetic difference between this type of relative, that type of relatives is the same, they're both equally genetically distant, right? But that's the maze that reality is. The laws of arayos are the biggest giveaway to the internal maze, you know, the internal pattern that there is in reality that the eye can't see. Like the laws of arayos, you know, depict that the most. That those who are closest to you, you can't marry, and those who are equally distant from you, one you can marry, one you can't marry, and one you could marry under certain conditions, can't marry your wife's sister in her lifetime, even if she divorced her, right? Even if you divorce again, she drops dead, you can, right? And you can never marry your brother's wife, except for makom yibum. Right, then it's even a mitzvah. Right, reality is a complicated maze. The laws of arayos are indicative of the maze that is reality, which explains why halacha is so necessary. Because reality is not as simple as it seems; it's a maze, and halacha is the map how to get through. A very quick anecdote regarding this: there was a big Rosh Hashiva, you know, and passed away not too long ago, Rav Abba Berman. My Rosh Hashiva, Rav Yaakov Weinberger, held he was the lamdan of the door. Right. So he used to tell, I heard from his Talmid, he used to tell a story that when he was Yeshiva Bachar back in Eastern Europe, the yeshivas in Eastern Europe, you know, there were plenty of apikorsim there, right? It's the famous, what Chassidim talk about, the Litvish apikoris, right? The guys used to write the Chidushei Torah and the Shurim on Shabbos, you know. There was a certain genre, there was a certain type of guy that was quite prevalent in pre-war Europe. So he had a vikuach with one of these guys, one of his fellow yeshiva students, and he said, Abba, it's crazy, right? For a cigarette, you'd kill a person, a cigarette on Shabbos. What's a cigarette? What's a cigarette? You know, you smoke a cigarette, you're going to put a guy to death by stoning. No, it can't be. What's a cigarette? So he asked him, what's a little bit of arsenic? Little bit of arsenic. Little pinch of arsenic. You take some arsenic, you drop dead. Why? It's just a little bit of arsenic. The answer is there's tremendous power in nature, right? Nature is very potent. There's a lot of energy in nature and the laws of Teva. And Torah is even bigger than nature. So, of course, a violation of a halacha could kill you, right? Just like a little bit of arsenic could kill you, right? But divrei pi chacham chen is a very, very beautiful idea, right? So the maze that is halacha, you know, the blocks that halacha tells us are there, and we have to go around, and there's only a certain route that you could go with, those blocks are really dangerous if you want to hit them head on. But that's not the main point of what halacha is about. It's not just to to warn you about the minefield that there is in reality, and this is how you get through the minefield. It's much more than that. Halacha is how to walk where? Halichos olam, how to get to olam haba. What's olam haba? Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here's the problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, right? See, if you run a million miles, right, you're never any closer, right? Because the infinite is infinitely away. So no matter how close you try to get, you're not one iota closer if you're dealing with infinite. Do you understand the problem? Right, so halacha is supposed to take us, the destination of halacha, it sort of warns us about the minefield that there is in olam hazeh, and the arayas are the halachas that are the biggest signposts that indicate olam hazeh is a minefield, and there's a certain way through the maze. But the goal is to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not any closer, right? No matter how much effort you put in, because he's infinitely away. So what's the answer to that? Right, the answer to that is right that. The fact that we constrain ourselves to stick to the plan, to stick to the program, to stick with the map, in the schus, that we constrain ourselves and restrict ourselves to the map, it's actually that self-restriction that's what catapults us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so much what we do, because what we do is finite, and we want to have a relationship with the infinite. How could the finite ever reach the infinite? You know what deserves a relationship with the infinite? Right, it's not so much what you do; it's what you held yourself back from doing. That you say, "I'm mevato my rotzen to rotzen Hashem." That bit to our rotzen, putting my rotzen aside for His rotzen, that's what gives me the license to approach Him. Right? That's right. That the being mitzamtzim yourself to the plan, right? Holding back on what you feel like doing and only doing it His way. That's what takes you there. Right, because really, it's impossible to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if not for the fact that He miraculously allows for it. And in what merit do you get that miraculous connection? That you're finite, you have a connection with the infinite. You could bato ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. You're mevato your will in favor of what He wants. In that merit, you cling to Him. So the main thing about what halacha, how it brings us to the infinite, is how we restrain our own ritzonus to only live by the halacha. That act of being mevatel our rotzen in favor of the Rebbe Moshe's rotzen, that's what gives us contact with the infinite. Right? So an amazing thing, going back to the beginning of the parasha, the inyan of walking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim represents being lifnei Hashem. That Yom Kippur is a day that's mamish olam haba for just 24 hours. You're lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem titaro. What it says, losi love, what's olam haba? Tzeikim yoshvim, v'atrosem b'rosheyem, v'nenim miziv hashchina. The whole olam haba is to sit before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? As panecha Hashem avakesh, that's what we have on Yom Kippur, lifnei Hashem titaro. And also when we say vidui, as the Losh Aram, Chayev Lisvados Lifnei Akel Baruch Hu, it's all the act of doing tshuva and the mitzius of Yom Kippur is to be Lifnei Hashem, and that was represented by going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Al Yavo B'choy Sakosh, you know it's be'etzim impossible to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's equally impossible on Yom Kippur as it is every. It's never naturally possible to be Lifnei Hashem. Never. Never naturally. So Al Yavo B'choy, including Yom Kippur. Right, it's never naturally possible to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You always remain finite. He always remains infinite. Yom Kippur included. Aber bezois yavo aron haKodesh. Right, bezois yavo aron haKodesh. Because you do it my way, that's how you could go in. Right, because you're mitzamsit to do it my way, and that was the mistake of the Bnei Aaron. And we explained this a couple of weeks ago. They wanted a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to be lifnei Hashem, but they didn't have patience. They did Bakrim Esh Zora Shalot Tziva. They want to do it their way, not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. The way to do it is by being mitzamtzim to do it Hashem's way. And with that, we understand that the pshat and the remez of the pasuk do not contradict. Right? Keep anan erel kapores. You can never come in because the Shechina is there. The anan, you know, that represents that was a manifestation of the infinite power. You can't come in ever. Right? Second pshat. Ki ba'anan, but with the anan of the Taurus, when you do it my way, right? You do it with the anan, eroi, then you could see me, right? And it's not kadri. You do things my way, you're mevatel, you're rotzen to do it my way, I'll take you to me, right? You want to do things your way, it'll never be possible. And this is the tikkun, right? For the chait of Bnei Aaron, they wanted to be lifnei Hashem, right? But they wanted to do it their way. They didn't have patience to do it the way, the proper way, right? And but the avod of Yom Kippurim is, this is the proper way to do it. You're being mitzamtzmit to do it my way and not your own way. And this is how the parsha ends off. And this is why, is specifically, we don't have time to discuss shchutei chutz now, right? But in particular, what we lain, you know, Yom Kippur, you know, by mincha time, we jump to the from the first parsha, you know, for the first sugya of how to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, to the end of the parsha, we read Arias, right? Because Arias reinforces this idea, like we explained, right? That the universe is set up in a very particular way, right? You know, there's no straight, you know, no straight approach to the infinite. But if you do it, you know, you acknowledge that it's a maze, and you're mitzamtzim yourself to the maze, you will be lifnei Hashem. And that's the last, and that's how Achrei Mos and Kedoshim merge. Rashi speaks about Sugyas Parsha. Achrei Mos ends off with the Yisrael Arayos. And then next Parsha Kedoshim opens Kedoshim to you. So what does Rashi say on that? Kol makom shata motze geder erva shamata motze kedusha. Whatever person is gadur barais, he holds himself back. He's mevatel his rotzen to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where kedusha happens. That's where kedusha is manifest. Kedusha means the beyond. How do you reach the beyond? We're here. How do you get beyond? You live with geder erva. You accept upon yourself that there is amazing reality, and you're mevatel your rotzen to live according to the Baruch Hu's map. That bitul haratzon, that I'm not going to do it my way, I'm going to do it his way, and I'm going to live by his map, that's where you merit kedusha, and that's how you merit to be omed lifnei Hashem, and that's the message as Yom Kippur is going out, mincha time. You always want to be lifnei Hashem, not just this, you want to hold on to this special day. Makom shata motza geder erva, keep geder erva, hold back on your taivas, and live according in a merit, your mevatel, your rotzen, his rotzen, you'll find kedusha, you'll be lifnei Hashem your whole life.